Hare Krishna. How was your lunch prasadam? I feel nervous when I hear that. If it's very good, then everybody will sleep in there. But yes, because it's Krishna prasad and you're all Krishna's devotees, so you only sleep when you're supposed to sleep. So we'll chant one bhajan now. This is composed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It's a nice bhajan. It basically talks about how it is important to chant the holy names of the Lord in all circumstances. Whatever be our situation in life, we should never give up chanting the holy name. So that's up on the screen there for you. It's not in the information pack, so you can all look up at the screen and we'll chant. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Manir Anand Bhai, Bol Hari Bol. Manir Anand Bhai, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Janam Janam Sukhe, Bol Hari Bol. Janam Janam Sukhe, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Manav Janam Pe Bhai, Bol Hari Bol. Manav Janam, Manav Janam Pe Bhai, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Sampad Vipad Bhai, Bol Hari Bol. Sorry. सुखे थको दुखे थको बोल हरि बोल सुखे थको दुखे थको बोल हरि बोल 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 हरि बोल बोल हरि बोल बोल हरि बोल बोल हरि बोल संपद विपद भाई बोल हरि बोल संपद विपद भाई बोल हरि बोल 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 गृह थको वन थको बोल हरि बोल गृह थको वन थको बोल हरि बोल कृष्ण र संसार थाके बोल हरि बोल कृष्ण र संसार थाके बोल हरि बोल 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 सत्संग छाड़े भाई बोल हरि बोल असत्संग छाड़े भाई बोल हरि बोल 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 वैष्णव चरण पड़े बोल हरि बोल वैष्णव चरण पड़े बोल हरि बोल 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 और नित्यानंद बोल गौर नित्यानंद बोल गौर नित्यानंद बोल गौर नित्यानंद बोल
गौर गदाधर बोल गौर गदाधर बोल गौर गदाधर बोल गौर गदाधर बोल गौर अद्वैत बोल गौर अद्वैत बोल गौर अद्वैत बोल गौर अद्वैत बोल बोल हरि 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 बोल
Chant the name of Hari. O brothers, with blissful minds, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Birth after birth in happiness, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. O brothers, you have obtained a human birth. Now chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Whether you are in happiness or distress, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. O brothers, whether in prosperity or misfortune, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Whether you live at home or in the forest, chant the name of Hari. Remaining in this material world for Krishna's purposes, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. O brothers, give up the association of non-devotees and chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Falling at the feet of the Vaishnavas, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Chant the names of Gaur and Nityananda. Chant the names of Gaur and Gadadhar. Chant the names of Gaur and Advaita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So chant the name of Hari. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is advising us. And it's meant only for sannyasis to chant the name of Hari. No, sorry. It's for everyone. Just testing to see how good the prasadam was. So chanting the name of Lord Krishna is meant for everyone. For children, for the elderly, for men, for women, for rich and poor, grihasthas and sannyasis. It is to be chanted whether you are happy or unhappy, whether you are having a good day or a bad day, whatever be the circumstances. The name of Krishna must be chanted. There was one devotee, elderly man, lived in the village in Orissa. So he was describing how he was, whenever he got frustrated with the family problems, he had some problem between his wife and mother-in-law. And then some other relatives, and then in the house there would be arguments, and it would become very troublesome. So he said, whenever that happened, I would pick up my big kartals, and start so loudly chanting that they would get so fed up they would stop arguing. And then they would also start chanting Hare Krishna. So whether you have difficulty, whether you don't have difficulty, we have to have faith in the chanting of the holy names. In all situations in life, whatever ashram we belong to, and especially in the Grihastha ashram, there will be so many issues that will entangle us, that will bother us, that will annoy us, irritate us, which will give us stress. But we must remember never to give up the chanting of the holy names. This is our real treasure. This is our real solace. And this is the real solution to all the problems. So if we have faith that the holy name is not different from Krishna, and the holy name will give us ultimate perfection in life, and the holy name will solve all our problems, then we will be well situated. So the next time that you face a problem in your life, when will that be? Very soon. Problems come very soon in life. It doesn't take long for problems to come. Just remember this one thing. Whether there's difficulty or no difficulty, whether you're feeling blissful or feeling down, never give up the holy name. This is the sum and substance of Grihastha life. This is also the sum and substance of sannyas life. This is the sum and substance of life, period. Just take shelter of the holy name. Namashraya kori yatanatumi thakoho apana kaje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, especially when you get frustrated with your endeavors and your problems, chant Hare Krishna. But sometimes it happens that people stop chanting Hare Krishna when they are in difficulty. When the time comes to actually take deeper shelter of Krishna, they actually give up chanting. It's like a patient whose disease increases and therefore he stops taking the medicine. Rather, when the disease increases, one should increase the dose of medicine. But if he instead stops the medicine, then what would happen? How can he get better? So this is a situation many times that I have observed. And sometimes devotees say, Maharaj, I stopped chanting or I'm reducing my chanting. Why? Because there's so many problems. Well, because there are problems, you should chant more. Not that you should chant less. So if you chant more, then all the problems will be solved. This is called faith. Shraddha. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudrdha nishchay. Krishna karma koile sarva karma krita hoy. In the Chaitanya Charitamrit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Shraddha or faith is that sublime conviction that if I simply serve Krishna and chant His names, then everything will happen. So therefore, as far as our chanting is concerned, kirtan of course every day, and then our japa. If you feel frustrated in your life because of your issues and your problems and so on, just sit down and chant. Simple solution. And at one time Prabhupada says, if you are feeling especially down, if your problems are especially difficult, then what should you do? Chant loudly. That's the solution Prabhupada gives. Sit and without inhibition, chant loudly. And just as when you clap your hands and the bird on the branch flies away, so when you chant loudly, all your anxieties, your fears, everything will fly away from your heart. So we have to take shelter of the holy name in this way. We should not feel shy. There has to be a feeling of helplessness. Without that feeling of helplessness, which comes from a certain humility, we will not be able to take shelter of the holy name. When there is some pride in the heart, then we will feel, well, I am capable of solving my own problems. And certainly in our household life, we have to make our endeavors to solve our problems. It's not that we should say Krishna will do everything and I just sit back and do nothing. That is not the formula. We have to also do reasonable endeavor that is within our power. But ultimately we should know that it is Krishna who has the solution. So this is the sum and substance of all we should depend on in our household life. Now, coming to the practical realities. As you know, yes, holy name is fine, Krishna consciousness is fine, but then still my wife talks like this to me, or my husband does this to me, or my children are like this, or my parents are like that. So these practical problems will be there. So as Asim announced a few minutes ago, we are going to split up into groups now. Think about 3 to 5, your group of maybe 10 people each, not more than 10. You will think of 3 to 5 issues that you think are most important in family life. The issues that really need to be addressed and discussed. And after discussing, select the 3 to 5 most important ones. Your group may come up with 15 or 20, but then you have to shortlist them to 3 to 5, not more than that. Base the list upon your personal experience in your family life, plus also what you have seen and heard about what happens in other people's family lives. Then you list out these 10, or these 3 to 5, in groups of 10. You will be provided with flip charts, and you can go to different corners of the hall here and come up with that. And once you've come up with this list, then we will go further. And as Asim also announced, don't make it extremely specific incidents, but the general things. Someone, for example, may say the financial problem is a real issue, lack of money. Someone may feel like that. So you take up issues of this sort and write it down. What are the pressing issues in household life that really need attention, you think, and that bother people who are grihasthas? Yes? You understood the assignment? Okay. So how do we divide everyone into groups of 10? Preferably husband and wife need not be in the same group. So that both of you can speak freely. Sorry? One of the issues.
Okay, what we may do is, if you can just pick, just make a group amongst where you're sitting at the moment, I'll give you a flip chart, and Rajeshwari Mataji will give you texters. Can I just request you to write on one side only? Maybe think about the issues that you want to talk amongst yourselves. You will have probably 15 to 20 minutes. I know this can be an emotional topic, and you know, you'll get very rigorous debate, but just 15, 20 minutes, and you can go into the prasadam room downstairs as you please. So if you can just pick one person from your group, form a group first, come to me, grab a flip chart, take a texter, and go wherever you like. Is that okay? And Hare Krishna? Sorry, Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna. It's 4:15, so if you can please aim to be back in the hall by 4:00. Is that okay? Sorry. Yes.